Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are, and welcome to the SFF Rumcast. I am always Jessica, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
I'm Emma. Hi, I remember to actually say my name that time, not like in season two.
Yay! Well, this is season 2 point something.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we counting this as season two or beginning of season three? I don't know.
It's kind of a midpoint. It's the summer holidays in the UK. And so it's a midpoint where you kind of forget the days of the week and anything. So we've just kind of, you know what? We've got an afternoon. This is a summer special.
Children for the afternoon.
It's a summer special of awesomeness. We had the Wheel of Awesome, summer special of awesomeness leading to the revenge. So the musical
last season was the revenge, wasn't it?
Was it? I'm trying to think of it, like with Die Hard. So we digress already. But yeah, so we are here. We had a thought. We have many thoughts, but
Jessica had an amazing idea. All of this and all of season three is Jessica's mastermind, which is very
okay.
Cool.
So yeah, if it goes wrong, that's fine. I have wide shoulders.
No. I'm not trying to do that. I am genuinely picking you up.
Yes, thank you. I'm very British in my acceptance of compliments, so it's fine. So we had this idea. I had this idea that we would pick a book that we have that is romance but is not fantasy, and we thought we would turn it into a fantasy. So yeah, but I think the stipulation was we have to own the book.
Forgot that stipulation.
I think it was
well,
like
I do because I was about
be.
To like have to run off in shame. It was like, oh no, I've broken the rules already.
We can't just suddenly go, oh, it's a Court of Guns and Roses, we'll pick that because it's all over
Court
everywhere.
Of Guns and Roses.
Yeah, you'll know that one.
Guesses, you can guess what one she's talking about when she says that.
Thorns and Roses. I don't know what it is.
This is a good point. What actually,
I've read it.
Thorns and Roses.
Thorns and Roses. I think A Court of Guns and Roses, because it's the biggest thing on TikTok. So no, we had to have read it and liked it and have it. So that is what we're going for.
And it makes total sense because we talk quite often about like writing and how sometimes you might have an idea to write something that seems to be a contemporary, and then you get a bit of the way through and you're like, be better with a dragon, wouldn't it?
So it would be better with horns. It's always better with horns.
Yeah, there's a little bit of magic going on here. It'd be so much more interesting. Not that other stuff isn't interesting, but it just where our heads seem to go these days.
Yeah, every time. This is a boy. Yeah. So this is our niche.
Yeah, it was a cool idea, but quite hard as well.
Really was.
It was very hard.
But when I sat on my book, I'm then like, but actually that one would work as well.
There we go.
Always the way. But yes.
So
join
us. Are we ready? Yeah. Yes. Come and join and hear what bright ideas we had. Maybe. Cool.
Let us begin.
Okay, how are we going to do it then? Who's going first? Are you going to read a blurb of your one, or just like kind of?
It will come out backwards. It will come out very bad. I will show you my book. I'll do it that way because people will know who she is if they know romance. So this is my book. This is Love in the
Physical
Afternoon.
Book. Did it have to be a physical book? Is that where
just
I've gone wrong?
Just because I've got this one. No, just because I've got this one. Lovely. But yeah, this Love is the Eyes of the Size of the Moon. That I've been singing up for days. So yeah, this is mine because it's Clay Pass and you have to. So if you've listened to us before, I read mostly paranormal, sci-fi, fantasy stuff, but I do have a little bit of a moment for historical.
Love a bit of historical.
Oh, I really
it's my
do.
Comfort when I want to have like a palate cleanse. I will either go rom-com or historical, and like recently it's been historical when I want to just read something that is completely ticks all the boxes for being a romance with they just work. They're so cool.
Yes, it really does. And this was part of the Hathaway series of the five that she had, and I just love them all. So yeah, this was the one that actually fit. If you go through them, there's one or two others that I think would really work if you put them into fantasy, but this was the one that I thought, this would be my pick for it.
That Hathaway series was like my gateway into like being, oh, I'm a romance reader now.
Yeah, this is what I do now.
I read when I was like, I'd been up breastfeeding, and that like my oldest, and then she was on my shoulder and I couldn't put her down yet, you know, and I was like, I got to sit here for like 20 minutes because I couldn't ever just put the baby down straight away. There was never, it wasn't just me. Because they would make you feel like a failure for that, don't they? It's like, feed, put the baby down, don't cuddle them to sleep. They weren't quiet enough. They always fall asleep when they're feeding. Yep. What are you supposed to do, poke them? No. Yep. So, and I would sit there with my phone reading Creepass. Yeah. Never know.
See, I didn't find it till after Mama Too Big, so that's a
shame. But yeah, that's a cool series. That was my first one of like reading a series as well of linked historical, linked romances.
Yeah.
I'd never done, I had read romances before, but yeah, it was very cool. So do you want me to say mine now?
Yeah, you do yours.
I can't
you
show mine because it was on the fire.
Not but fire, with what yours is earlier, the Oasis.
What is it, an Oasis? I think it might be. I don't know. I'm so rubbish with technology. I don't even know what kind of Kindle I have.
It's on Kindle. Your Kindle.
There are other e-readers available.
There are the Kobos and the things of the world.
Yes.
But yours, with what it is, I remember seeing the series on TV when I was younger. So people know. I do.
I remember hearing about it, like my mum and my aunts like giggling
don't watch this.
About it. But not knowing what the hell it was. No. And then like the other year, I think maybe 3-4 years ago, I was like, I should really read a few of the classics like that I've never read before, because I'd never read like a Nora Roberts. No. I'd never read any Nora Roberts, and everybody was talking about her. I was like, right, I should read one of those. And this was Jilly Cooper, and it's Riders.
You've got your nickel horses.
Yeah, and the other one I got was Jackie Collins, but I haven't even read that yet. How bad my TBR is. I haven't read it yet. I should. I feel bad now saying that. But yeah, that's what I've picked, because I wouldn't say it's technically a romance. Again, I think I may have broken the rules. But it certainly has.
There is elements of romance in there. Lots of them.
Yeah, that's it. It's definitely got sex. And horses.
I think that
was not together thing. It's not that kind of book.
I was just about to say that what drew me to it as a kid, not the sex and the horses. No. The fact that there were horses in it.
I don't even know if they watched it, but that cover is so iconic. I kind of wish I'd picked it up from the library or something, just so I could show it,
because you've got it,
because like if that was like the classic, if you're reading that book, there's no getting away from what kind of story that is.
I have Polo.
Oh, Polo. It's close.
But I think Riders was the back, wasn't it?
It's a woman with a man's hand on her butt, basically.
So, yes.
Yeah, so that's my one that I picked.
So, yeah. We can kind of interlink, or we'll sort of see how we go with it.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work.
We're all here.
We'll
basically. So I'm going to say this word now and I won't say it again. So parts of mine are done in letters, which is reliably, I'm told, called epistolary books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, told in letter form. So it starts like that. And if you do know of the families, we have Beatrix, who is the youngest of the Hathaways, and she's got this massive menagerie of creatures, which kind of reminds me of like the Disney princess thing anyway, that they all have these creatures around them. And she's writing to a dude who's out there who is named Christopher, and he's actually trying to court her best friend, who's not really much of a best friend, but he's really arrogant, and he's kind of right up himself, which works perfectly for any kind of morally grey villain in a fantasy book. So he was kind of the perfect fit for that. And then when he comes back after the war, understandably he's 10 times worse, he's a lot more tormented and just full of shadows and horrors, and
I can totally see why that was your favorite one.
Yes, yeah, really it was. It was this one and Meropen and Win.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the toss-ups between the two, because yeah, he is that big hulking grunting, mm-hmm, doesn't say a huge amount and sort of stalks yeah around and is very alpha.
Uh-huh. But I, what I like about that one with Beatrice, she's like she almost has a little touch of like magical realism to her anyway, because yeah, of the way her, she has the sense of animals, and it's been all through the series, isn't
yeah
it?
Even when she started yeah tiny in the first book, she's got the hedgehog that she yeah takes everywhere with her, and the ferret
yeah
and it's kind of just yeah, if you read them all in order you mm-hmm could see her growth.
I did read them because this I was early days early yeah days.
You were just too sweet adult to kind of go 1, 3, 5 well
it was
four.
Just one of those things where I was like, you know, like I said, first series I'd ever read, and probably last that I read in order.
But yeah, so that was kind of it for me. He was, I think he was the draw to start with,
mm-hmm,
that you've got this, as we discussed earlier, this Beauty and the Beast kind of thing. You've got this big hulking tormented man who is kind of just the perfect fit. If he stood there long enough, he would just sprout wings and horns, because he is that yeah kind of broody.
Perfect.
And yeah, as you said, yeah, she is just, yeah, she kind of talks and weaves around all of these animals and these people, and they just kind of fawn and come to love her
yeah
because of her magical way.
That's it. She's just like kind of, there's she's guileless, isn't she? That's the kind yeah of way of it. She just is who she is, and she's found it quite difficult. I've obviously read the book too.
Yes. Luckily.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a lovely way about her, but she's all of her family have been married off by that point. So she's
yeah,
the
yeah,
last
so she's
one,
kind
she
of the spinster at the, her 22, mm, and she yeah is the real the grump. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? I couldn't even find my arse with both hands at 22, honestly, so I'd have had no chance back then. But yeah, there's the real grumpy sunshine thing to it as well, which yeah is another thing.
So what would you do? I guess this is the question. So if you were taking the bones of Love in the Afternoon and making it into a fantasy romance, would it be in the same world? Would you just give them
no,
a little extra powers?
No, there'd be a
or
big old castle. There'd be a big okay castle. It would yeah be dark and dank, and up on the top of a hill in the okay Transylvanian kind of reaches. It would mm-hmm be dark. It would have to be. And he'd be slamming the doors, and she'd be milling around and sneaking out when she shouldn't mm-hmm be. That
but
would be the way that I'd go.
Like the same element of like that miscommunication thing, misunderstanding, because she's pretending to be her friend, isn't
yes
she?
Yes, so she's pretending to be pro when she writes the letters, yeah, and they kind of pass back and forth for about a year, I think.
Mm.
And then yeah, she suddenly realizes one day that she's actually writing love letters rather than just talking to this soldier.
Yeah.
So it starts out with just she has to reply because he's kind of like, I'm on the edge, I don't know what's what, I'm burying people today.
Yeah.
And Prue's like, oh, I can't be doing with that. And she kind of sees this chap in turmoil, and she has to fix him. He is a wounded animal that yeah she can see on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I can fix you. I'm going to try. And then yeah about a year later, she suddenly realises that, yeah, they're not just letters anymore. They're proper mm-hmm love letters.
So that's like yeah a classic thing in fantasy romance as well, isn't it? Like the one half, I would say, of the romance, one person, because it isn't always the heroine, especially not if it's not a male-female couple, but like they see something in particular in that person that no one else sees, that they want to kind of, and they don't give up on
yes
trying to reach them. I think that's quite, even no matter how scary they appear to everybody yeah else, how big
never
his
scary
horns
to
are,
them yeah
or his massive wings or whatever yeah it is, yeah, he can act like a bad guy all he wants kind of thing and be like yeah nah, I know what's going on.
But this is it, and then it is the betrayal, isn't it, the ultimate betrayal for these people who just want the honesty and the openness that they're getting from this to then find that that is just not what they were getting at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'd probably keep it as it is, that, you know, yeah, the misunderstanding from one part.
Yeah. And then they
have a big explosion.
And of course, like, you could have the war being a different kind of war, and it being involved with whatever, different creatures. And
I was going to say, my brain's kind of, it's my year of the gargoyle this year, not of the dragon. So wings involved, gargoyles up in big towers, dragons up in the sky. Oh,
lovely. Yeah.
So cool. And so, Albert, the little dog running around.
His dog, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. He found him on the front line. He was somebody's and they found him and he took messages back and forth. Yeah. Even a little sidekick. What more do you need?
See, and I think we both went for something that featured animals as well, which is interesting. So with riders, I suppose I should kind of recap for anybody who may be too young to remember what riders is. There are many people.
Children of the 80s.
So it's basically all set around the show jumping circuit and the ins and the outs and the behind the scenes stuff and the drama and the politics. And there's this ultimate rivalry between two of them. One's Jake, who's like the underdog. He's been a stable hand, he's orphan, I think, something like that. I can't remember that exactly. And then there is Rupert Campbell Brown, not Rupert Campbell,
Black.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I mean, most people have probably heard of him anyway. He is the ultimate alpha hole. I mean, like, to the point of he's too far.
You want him to be the villain to end up off the cliff.
Yeah, he's arrogant and he's privileged and he treats everybody like shit and he's a womanizer even when he gets married. You know, there's all of that, and they just hate each other completely. They fight over things like trying to get a good horse, you know, like when's being bred, they're like trying to fight over who has it. And then obviously in the tournaments there's them competing against each other. So I just thought, wouldn't it be amazing if it was fantasy and it wasn't horses, it was just different mythical creatures, just like dragon riders or unicorns or whatever. Could be unicorns.
That would make sense.
Yeah, because that would be the easiest. That would almost be a cop-out, to be honest.
It really
would. Horn on the head. That'd be too close.
There'd be glitter as well, glitter and sparkle.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, or even if you've just made up a creature, but like different, because then you could go into like the different things that they do. And tournaments are always a really cool thing in fantasy. Love a tournament.
Bag of heads. Going to be a bag of heads involved.
So you could... So there's options for it.
you put more thought into this than me.
You know,
there's more characters in yours.
I'm like, that's the thing. It's a massive cast of characters. Those are the two main ones, and it's their rivalry mainly. But there's tons of other characters. And one of the other main characters is Fen, who's a young girl. She's actually Jake's sister-in-law. And she kind of grows up. It's over the, like, probably about 10 years, I think.
It's a good while, isn't it? Because she starts quite small, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think she's like 13 or 14. And she grows up and she becomes a show jumper too. And she's really good as well. And she has little dalliances and romances, but she gets, spoilers possibly, stop now, fast forward. But she gets a happily ever after with someone towards the end and stuff. So... There's options. So you could either have a complete enemies to lovers thing going on. You could have your two mains being, you know, Jake and Rupert. Rupert would have to be less. I couldn't deal with him.
Couldn't full on.
I couldn't. Not if he's going to be an actual love interest. They have to actually be a decent person deep down.
Yeah, there has to be at least a redeeming quality. But he's horrible to his wife. He's horrible to Jake's wife. He's horrible to the stable.
He's horrible to everybody.
Yeah, basically everyone.
But yeah, apart from his best friend, Billy, I think is the only person he's kind of semi-decent to. There's one particular scene in it, which I was quite scarred by. So do check your trigger warnings and stuff if you decide to go and read Riders. It's set in like 1970, and I don't know if it was it written then? Was it written in the 70s? Probably.
I don't know.
Maybe.
It would make sense.
yes, it's definitely one you should check and be aware that possibly some stuff is dated in it that hasn't aged well. No. Let's put it that way. But there's just like, it's so, you get so caught up in it all. There's so much like soap opera, and you could do it as a series following each of the characters. Like we were saying, mm-hmm. about romance series, you could then go to like having Fen instead and seeing how her thing, because hers is more like a coming of age thing rather yes. than theirs being like an enemies to lovers and stuff. So it would really be cool. And they go to all different locations as well.
Yes,
they go to Olympics yeah. and things. So you'd get to see all different bits of world. And frankly, I think I might have to write something like it. This is like my 50 Shades to Twilight.
Yeah. Why it's gonna not? Be well, it has well to be
different
done.
Because it would totally be different. But it's like
fanfic.net, here we go.
Inspired by, yeah.
Well, you could put inspired by Riders, and most people would go, what's that?
Well, this is it. I wouldn't say nobody, but you certainly wouldn't. It wouldn't be a selling point to say this is inspired by Riders. But if someone had read Riders and they happened to move into fantasy romance, they might be like, oh, this seems a little familiar.
Yes, I wonder where these are coming from. Well, this is it, as you said. Yeah, as you said, you've kind of got Jake, I can't remember his missus's name, but that's
Tori,
a very,
yeah.
Yes, so that's a very weird mix, because it was it kind of like he married her to kind of get his foot in the door a little bit, yeah. And she was blessed, she was so downtrodden, you just really wanted her to come out.
Yeah.
And then her sister's this young, beautiful thing who does so well. And bless, she was just there cheering everybody on from the sidelines.
Yeah, so there for everybody. Yeah. And just accepted, put up, shut up, sort of thing. You know, it'd be nice to give her a bit of a boost. You know, women don't get a great, it's not brilliant for the feminism.
No, which this could is be it.
And then there's like Rupert's wife, who's equally doesn't have a great time of it, but she's quite annoying anyway.
She's kind of the same ilk, isn't she? But she kind of expects she's the one who's going to tame him, and she's never going to happen.
She's that annoying kind of stereotype that you get sometimes. I think I've come across it more in like contemporary romance, where you get a rich girl who wants to be independent, and you know, it's like Pulp, Common People. It's like that. She wants to live with the common people kind of thing, and then she tries to do it, and she's like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
she does it, and she's like, oh, do you know what? No,
no, no,
no, no.
It's quite dirty down there. I need my wellies on. I need my hunters on.
Yeah, she doesn't really want to do it, but yeah. It's got so much, lots of different levels, but lots of potential too that could easily be really, really cool if you put it in a fantasy setting. Yeah, fantasy.
Well, romance. This is it. I think people look at stuff like, well, just with romance generally, but you look at Gilly Cooper, you kind of mention that to people and they kind of go, or Jackie Collins or any of that sort of stuff. But there is so much to it.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to expect, because it was like well past like down the line of me being used to reading romances and things, and it's quite different in the way it's written, because people always talk about head hopping, don't they?
Yes,
in like probably more in writer circles than in reader circles, to be fair. Like you should avoid it, but Gilly Cooper does it, but she does it well. In the way that it's okay, because it's you feel like you're just like, there'll be a room and it'll be full of different characters, and you'll go around the room seeing how each of them are feeling differently about the circumstance. Yeah. And it's so cool.
Yeah, you're like, done well.
Yeah, yeah. They think they're like sort of, you know, being really impressive, and the other person's thinking, God, they're such a tosspot. It is done really well, and it just sucked me in. But and it's quite a big book as well. I think it's quite a thick one, which is why it probably could be
split it down
for that. Yeah, I'm not used to reading long books anymore.
This is really, it. If really it's topping 80k, then that's it. I'm kind of I know where I'm at with 80,000, but no. Sometimes it's nice to get lost in those big old books.
It is. It is. I feel like I'm reading something at the moment, which I think must be long. It's hard to tell when you do Kindle as well, because you don't know. But like you're reading, you're reading, you're reading. So much has happened. You're like, wow, I'm only at 50%. I might have to go off and read another little book.
Yeah, just as a filler to get to the end.
to bring up my stamina so I can finish this book, especially if it's a bit tense. Yeah. I've got to go away, have my little serotonin hit, and then go back and deal with being tense again. Definitely.
Well, especially for me, if it's slow burning, I do need to jump out and get some action in.
Yeah, go out, grab a monster novella.
Grab a novella. I've got loads of those in my head.
Yeah,
so
that's it. Go back to it. That's the way.
Oh, good. Cool. So yeah, that was kind of our little jump into something we've had a chat about.
Yeah. So if there were any you can think of that you'd like to do it, then come and tell us. What books do you think would be amazing if the main character was suddenly a vampire, or, you know, they suddenly had magic or something else? What other fantasy things can you do? Loads, I suppose. I can't think
of them now. Imagine something happening and somebody suddenly shifts. just a really big, like a Game of Thrones kind of thing, and they're sat there at the Red Wedding and somebody all of a sudden just shifts into this giant creature.
It could happen.
It could do. It would have ended probably just as gorily, I think.
Yeah, I don't think much would have changed. There weren't any actual shifters in Game of Thrones, were there?
The dragons were just dragons, weren't they? Yeah. There were no actual...
Yeah.
That would have been cool at the end if Daenerys, again, we should probably, spoilers everywhere, just kind of burst into dragon form and flew off into the sunset and didn't end.
She burnt down the Iron Throne and said, well, sod you then, and off she went.
You know what? I don't need no man. I've got wings. Yeah. Bugger you.
Fair enough.
There you go. There's
Bran's meant to be, isn't he? Oh, no, it's warging. That's what they do, isn't it? In Game
of Thrones. Oh, he goes into his... He's raven, don't he?
They don't physically change, but they can get their head into them.
That's quite dull, though, isn't it, in theory? If you're going to do it, you want to do it properly.
It makes you quite vulnerable, doesn't it? Because you've got to, like, lay around while you're doing the walking.
Yeah. So, I've got no Hodor left. I'm just sat there, flying around.
I talk about Hodor.
So sorry. It's all right. Triggers for Hodor.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, so that was the summer special.
Yeah.
Cool. Watch this space if in about 5 years' time, by the time I've got through writing all the other books, I go around like writing.
Yeah. Riders Part 2, which was prologue.
So are we going to give them like a little sneaky peek of what we're going to do in season 3, or shall we just leave it all for the trailer? Are we going to do a trailer?
I think a sneaky peek is quite a nice idea, isn't it? Leave them wanting more. So season 3 is coming.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no singing if it is musical. There will probably be singing, really. Songs.
Probably just more like references to songs, which we already do quite a lot.
Basically. Yeah. So, yeah, there will be a few bucket carrying tunes. But, yeah, so we're kind of stepping away from our links of the mm-hmm. 6 degrees of separation this time, because I had an idea of picking up some of the tropes and having a look at them and seeing what we can do, because fantasy, speculative, the massive umbrella that it is, has kind of certain go-tos. Romance has certain go-tos, but fantasy definitely has some go-tos of tropes that just work every time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we thought we'd maybe have a look at some of those.
Yeah, like look at the, it's kind of almost like a reverse, isn't it? Instead of finding the book we like and then seeing what tropes link it to the others, it's kind of the reverse. It's kind of like, well, what's the kind of trope theme that we like?
And then what adding the books in.
Yeah. Yes. So you're going to get more for your money kind of thing.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, just more of us, though, more of what we kind of delve into.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we hope you like it as much as we are, because I very much enjoyed finding these little snippets.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay. So I guess that's it then. And we're going to be aiming for autumn, because autumn's always a good time to do something new for season 3. So keep your eye out for when we're going to have the first episode of that out there.
Mm-hmm. We will be back on social media to do things, because
we'll try.
Because we're old.
Oh, so so hard with the social media, but if you're there, we will know, so we will come and talk to you. It's just sometimes we're a bit rubbish off being, you know, parents and working and stuff.
Reading
all the books. Well,
yeah, it's not that we're actually doing washing or grown-up things, we're just sat reading
or just watching TikToks instead of making TikToks. It's a young person's game, making TikToks.
I ain't really good at it. Yeah, you just swipe this and do that and put the song on and go.
Okay, so is it really that quick when you're is it because
you've seen it
happen that quickly?
Yeah, in live action, it's the weirdest thing.
I can't. It's even if I do a really simple one, it takes me half an hour.
Yeah,
to get it ready.
And then my face will pull a weird thing, and I have to re-record it because too much face. If my friend watches it, too much face.
Too much.
You don't need.
It's
to
always
all
the
of
angle. I always look like I got a massive, because it's like the phone down here. Massive jaw.
Is that what it is? Mine's always my
feels like
forehead.
It's a bit out. But probably no one notices those things. It's probably only us.
You will now, though.
I'll be looking. I'll be looking beyond.
Like an Austin Powers film, you're just going to focus. Head.
Yeah.
But yes, we are at SFF Romcast on the Twitter and the TikTok and the YouTube and the Instagram.
Yeah. And if you've listened to this, you can find it as a video on YouTube, as Jess said, and also on Spotify. It lets you have a little video too if you'd like to watch and have closed captions. There's an option for that.
Yes.
And otherwise you can listen on Anchor and Google and Apple and all of those ones.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Indeed. It is.
Lovely.
So, yes, until it comes to the time for warm jumpers and hot chocolates again, have a lovely one. Halloween special.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your summer. Yes, I hope indeed. You enjoy it more than me, because I'm always counting down the days till it gets colder. I'm like, I want my jumpers and I want my casseroles and my stews.
Yeah, and anybody in the UK who happens to be melting with 30 degrees of heat, we're not used to this. So
I cannot cope at all. I am pathetic.
No. We moan generally. Imagine us being hot and moaning.
Yeah, extreme weather. Mm-mm. Not good for us.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
But be good until we see you next time.
Yeah. Bye.